Ligeia by Edgar Allan Poe. Chapter 1. A Beautiful Wife. I cannot remember how, when, or where I met Ligeia. It was a long time ago, and my memory is not good. But I think I met her first in a large old city near the Rhine in Germany. She told me that she came from an ancient family. But I never knew the family name of the woman who was my friend, my partner in my studies, and finally my wife. Why did I never discover her family name? Perhaps because she did not want me to find out. But I cannot remember. I remember one thing very well. Ligeia was tall and slim. Later, at the end, she became very thin. How can I describe her quiet, aristocratic movements or the strange softness of her footsteps? If she came into my office, I only knew she was there when I heard her voice, or when she put her white hand on my shoulder. She had a beautiful face, but it was not a classical kind of beauty. There was something strange about it. I have often tried to understand it. Was it her pure white skin or her thick black hair? I looked at her long, delicate nose many times. It was perfect. I looked at her sweet mouth. How soft and red it was. And when she smiled, her teeth were white. Then I looked into her eyes. They were much bigger than normal eyes. Sometimes, when she was excited, they looked like a deer's eyes. They were black, with long black eyelashes and black eyebrows. But as I looked into them, I realized that they had a strange expression. I thought about it for many hours, sometimes all night. What was the expression in those eyes? I wanted to know. Many times I thought I almost had the answer, but then it was gone. Ligeia was very determined. She was always calm and quiet, but her determination showed in her eyes. It shone like a terrible energy, and sometimes it frightened me. Ligeia was very clever. She was excellent at Latin and Greek, and she knew many other languages perfectly. She never made a mistake. She was also a student of science and mathematics. When we were first married, I often asked her for help with my studies, and we worked together. But after she died, I was alone. Without her, I was like a child in the dark. When she first became ill, she did not come to help me as often as before. She lost weight, and her skin became pale and transparent. When I saw that she was dying, I felt desperate. Ligeia resisted death with all her energy. She was determined to live. I watched in agony as she fought for life. I knew she loved me, but I only understood how much she loved me now that she was dying. She held my hands and said that she was devoted to me. I cannot talk about it now, but let me say that her love for me was part of her determination to live. On the night she died, she suddenly got out of bed and cried, "Oh God, must I die? Must I lose my fight with death? No, I can't die like this." But my dear Ligeia died. I was so sad, I could not stay in the old city by the Rhine. For a few months, I travelled around, then I bought an old abbey in an isolated part of England. This dark, sad place expressed my feelings of loneliness. But I decorated it with beautifully coloured curtains, carpets and ornaments. I said to myself, "Perhaps the bright colours will make me feel happier." Unfortunately, they did not. I began to drink too much. But I do not want to speak about that time of my life. I will only say that one day I married Lady Rowena Trevanion of Tremaine. My new wife had blonde hair and blue eyes. She was very different from my first wife. But how could I ever forget Ligeia?